Ezekiel chapter 42. Then he led me out into the outer court, toward the north, and he brought me to the chambers that were opposite the temple yard and opposite the building on the north. The length of the building that was on the north side was 100 cubits, and the width 50 cubits. Across the 20 cubits that belonged to the inner court, and facing the pavement that belonged to the outer court, the chambers rose gallery by gallery in 3 stories. In front of the chambers was a passage on the inner side, 10 cubits wide and 100 cubits deep, and its entrances were on the north. Now the upper chambers were narrower, for the galleries took more away from them than from the lower and middle chambers in the building. For they were in 3 stories, and they had no pillars like the pillars of the outer court. For this reason the upper chambers were set back from the ground more than the lower and the middle ones. There was a wall outside parallel to the chambers, toward the outer court, opposite the chambers, 50 cubits long. For the chambers on the outer court were 50 cubits long, while those opposite the temple were 100 cubits long. At the foot of these chambers ran a passage that one entered from the east, in order to enter them from the outer court. The width of the passage was fixed by the wall of the court. On the south also, opposite the vacant area, and opposite the building, there were chambers, with a passage in front of them. They were similar to the chambers on the north, of the same length and width, with the same exits and arrangements and doors. So the entrances of the chambers to the south were entered through the entrance at the head of the corresponding passage, from the east, along the matching wall. Then he said to me, "The north chambers and the south chambers opposite the vacant area are the holy chambers, where the priests who approach the Lord shall eat the most holy offerings. There they shall deposit the most holy offerings, the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, for the place is holy. When the priests enter the holy place, they shall not go out of it into the outer court without laying there the vestments in which they ministered, for these are holy. They shall put on other garments before they go near to the area open to the people." When he had finished measuring the interior of the temple area, he led me out by the gate that faces east, and measured the temple area all around. He measured the east side with the measuring reed, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. Then he turned and measured the north side, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. Then he turned and measured the south side, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. Then he turned to the west side and measured, 500 cubits by the measuring reed. He measured it on the 4 sides. It had a wall around it, 500 cubits long and 500 cubits wide, to make a separation between the holy and the common. Ezekiel chapter 43. Then he brought me to the gate facing east, and there the glory of the God of Israel was coming from the east. The sound was like the sound of mighty waters, and the earth shone with his glory. The vision I saw was like the vision that I had seen when he came to destroy the city, and like the vision that I had seen by the river Kibar, and I fell upon my face. As the glory of the Lord entered the temple by the gate facing east, the Spirit lifted me up and brought me into the inner court, and the glory of the Lord filled the temple. While the man was standing beside me, I heard someone speaking to me out of the temple. He said to me, "Mortal, this is the place of my throne, and the place for the soles of my feet, where I will reside among the people of Israel for ever. The house of Israel shall no more defile my holy name, neither they nor their kings by their whoring, and by the corpses of their kings at their death. When they placed their threshold by my threshold, and their doorpost beside my doorposts, with only a wall between me and them, they were defiling my holy name by their abominations that they committed. Therefore I have consumed them in my anger. Now let them put away their idolatry, and the corpses of their kings far from me, and I will reside among them forever. As for you, mortal, describe the temple to the house of Israel, and let them measure the pattern, and let them be ashamed of their iniquities. When they are ashamed of all that they have done, make known to them the plan of the temple, its arrangements, its exits and its entrances and its whole form, all its ordinances and its entire plan and all its laws, and write it down in their sight, so that they may observe and follow the entire plan and all its ordinances. This is the law of the temple, The whole territory on the top of the mountain all around shall be most holy. This is the law of the temple. These are the dimensions of the altar by cubits, the cubit being one cubit and a handbreadth. Its base shall be one cubit high and one cubit wide, with a rim of one span around its edge. This shall be the height of the altar, from the base on the ground to the lower ledge, two cubits, with the width of one cubit, and from the smaller ledge to the larger ledge, four cubits, with the width of one cubit. And the altar hearth, four cubits, and from the altar hearth, projecting upward, four horns. The altar hearth shall be square, 12 cubits long by 12 wide. The ledge also shall be square, 14 cubits long by 14 wide, with a rim around it half a cubit wide, and its surrounding base 1 cubit. Its steps shall face east. Then he said to me, Mortal, thus says the Lord God, these are the ordinances for the altar. On the day when it is erected for offering burnt offerings upon it, and for dashing blood against it, you shall give to the Levitical priest of the family of Zadok, who draw near to me to minister to me, says the Lord God, a bull for a sin offering. And you shall take some of its blood, and put it on the four horns of the altar, and on the four corners of the ledge, and upon the rim all around. Thus you shall purify it and make atonement for it. You shall also take the bull of the sin offering, and it shall be burnt in the appointed place, belonging to the temple outside the sacred area. On the second day you shall offer a male goat without blemish for a sin offering, and the altar shall be purified as it was purified with the bull. When you have finished purifying it, you shall offer a bull without blemish and a ram from the flock without blemish. You shall present them before the Lord, and the priest shall throw salt on them and offer them up as a burnt offering to the Lord. For 7 days you shall provide daily a goat for a sin offering. Also a bull and a ram from the flock without blemish shall be provided. 7 days shall they make atonement for the altar and cleanse it, and so consecrate it. When these days are over, then from the 8th day onward the priests shall offer upon the altar your burnt offerings and your offerings of well-being, and I will accept you, says the Lord God. Ezekiel chapter 44. Then he brought me back to the outer gate of the sanctuary, which faces east, and it was shut. The Lord said to me, This gate shall remain shut, it shall not be opened, and no one shall enter by it, for the Lord, the God of Israel, has entered by it. Therefore it shall remain shut. Only the prince, because he is a prince, may sit in it to eat food before the Lord. He shall enter by way of the vestibule of the gate, and shall go out by the same way. Then he brought me by way of the north gate to the front of the temple. And I looked, and lo, the glory of the Lord filled the temple of the Lord, and I fell upon my face. The Lord said to me, Mortal, mark well, look closely, and listen attentively to all that I shall tell you concerning all the ordinances of the temple of the Lord and all its laws. And mark well those who may be admitted to the temple and all those who are to be excluded from the sanctuary. Say to the rebellious house, to the house of Israel, Thus says the Lord God, O house of Israel, Let there be an end to all your abominations in admitting foreigners, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, to be in my sanctuary, profaning my temple when you offer to me my food, the fat and the blood. You have broken my covenant with all your abominations, and you have not kept charge of my sacred offerings, but you have appointed foreigners to act for you in keeping my charge in my sanctuary. Thus says the Lord God, No foreigner, uncircumcised in heart and flesh, of all the foreigners who are among the people of Israel, shall enter my sanctuary. But the Levites who went far from me, going astray from me after their idols, when Israel went astray, shall bear their punishment. They shall be ministers in my sanctuary, having oversight at the gates of the temple, and serving in the temple. They shall slaughter the burnt offering and the sacrifice for the people, and they shall attend on them and serve them. Because they ministered to them before their idols, and made the house of Israel stumble into iniquity, therefore I have sworn concerning them, says the Lord God, that they shall bear their punishment. They shall not come near to me, to serve me as priest, nor come near any of my sacred offerings, the things that are most sacred, but they shall bear their shame and the consequences of the abominations that they have committed. Yet I will appoint them to keep charge of the temple, to do all its chores, all that is to be done in it. But the Levitical priests, the descendants of Zadok, who kept the charge of my sanctuary when the people of Israel went astray from me, shall come near to me to minister to me, and they shall attend me to offer me the fat and the blood, says the Lord God. It is they who shall enter my sanctuary, it is they who shall approach my table to minister to me, and they shall keep my charge. When they enter the gates of the inner court, they shall wear linen vestments. They shall have nothing of wool on them, while they minister at the gates of the inner court and within. They shall have linen turbans on their heads, and linen undergarments on their loins. They shall not bind themselves with anything that causes sweat. When they go out into the outer court to the people, they shall remove the vestments in which they have been ministering, and lay them in the holy chambers, and they shall put on other garments, so that they may not communicate holiness to the people with their vestments. They shall not shave their heads or let their locks grow long, they shall only trim the hair of their heads. No priest shall drink wine when he enters the inner court. They shall not marry a widow or a divorced woman, but only a virgin of the stock of the house of Israel, or a widow who is the widow of a priest. They shall teach my people the difference between the holy and the common, and show them how to distinguish between the unclean and the clean. In a controversy they shall act as judges, and they shall decide it according to my judgments. They shall keep my laws and my statutes regarding all my appointed festivals, and they shall keep my Sabbaths holy. They shall not defile themselves by going near to a dead person, for father or mother, however, and for son or daughter, and for brother or unmarried sister, they may defile themselves. After he has become clean, they shall count 7 days for him. On the day that he goes into the holy place, into the inner court, to minister in the holy place, he shall offer his sin offering, says the Lord God. This shall be their inheritance. I am their inheritance, and you shall give them no holding in Israel. I am their holding. They shall eat the grain offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering, and every devoted thing in Israel shall be theirs. The first of all the first fruits of all kinds, and every offering of all kinds from all your offerings, shall belong to the priests. You shall also give to the priests the first of your dough, in order that a blessing may rest on your house. The priest shall not eat of anything, whether bird or animal, that died of itself, or was torn by animals.